Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah. Good vibes. We need that. We need a good vibes in Atlanta.
We're trying.
Hell yeah.
We're trying. We're doing our best. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open. 404-726-0929. 120 on Wednesdays is when Mark Schlereth joins us. He's our Odyssey NFL baby insider and the host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You can listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast right now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Well, they've lost five in a row, and their starting quarterback's getting ACL surgery. So it's been better, but
yeah, man.
Obviously, when that happens, and this is where we are with the season, conversations sort of get to the big picture and sort of what's next. So I just want to, from like your perspective of being in the league for a long time and being around it and covering it and all that, like, what separates great organizations from not great organizations?
Well, I think it always starts with ownership. You know, does your ownership have deep pockets? Do they give you what you need? And do they empower your football people to make football decisions? So, you know, there's a lot of organizations within this league that, you know, don't do that, right? They don't give their coaches they're people. They don't empower that. I always say there's one thing to appoint a coach, another thing to empower a coach. They don't empower people. And so that's always a big issue for me, is that part of it. And then ultimately, you know, there comes a part of having the right guys. And unfortunately, a lot of people look at talent and think that talent wins football games. And yes, you got to have football talent. There's no question about it. You have the right football talent. And sometimes you have to walk away from a really good player, like a really good player, because he's just not the right dude. He just does not have what it takes to be selfless and what it takes to make your culture the right culture. And I think it's easy to talk about. Everybody talks about changing cultures and the culture of this and culture of that. It's really hard to do it. And it's hard to make those tough decisions on particular players. And, you know, I'm not around that football team. I have no idea who is the right guy and who isn't the right guy. But those are all things that you have to look very deeply at when constructing a football team. And, like, the teams I've been around that, you know, that were really good, the teams that won championships, man, they cared more about the dude next to them than they cared about themselves. And, like, that's just a principle that I believe in any walk of life, and it's really hard to figure that out, and it takes time. What a coaching staff comes in, you can't make all those decisions in one off season. Mm-hmm. That's something you've got to build. So I think there's a lot of those things that go into, you know, developing a really good football team.
Let me ask you a question to piggyback off what you said. I'm going to use, like, the Patriots, for example. Now, they had Gerard Mayo, a coaching waiting after Bill left, And obviously it didn't work. And it's just 1 year. And then you go out and you go get a guy like Vrabes. I mean, Vrabes obviously played the game, all those different things. But what about that organization, Robert Kraft, linking up with Vrabes, has made this so successful so fast?
Yeah, I think one is Vrabes' understanding of, like, what it takes to win in this league. And I don't care how talented you are outside the numbers. That doesn't matter to me. It's how talented you are on both lines of scrimmage and how good you are, not only being physical, you know, that's really what wins, but also supporting that, right? And calling a game that supports that. I think the best coaches that I'm around really understand everybody's problems and coach that way. Like, hey man, like we want to do this, or we want to exploit the passing game, or we want to, you know, do this, but we're going to expose a weakness that we have up front, so we can't do that. And I think Vrabes is really good at understanding those things. And I'll tell you the other thing, man, he's hard nosed. He's no nonsense when it comes to that stuff, but he's fun. Like, he's got that player's this mischievous kind of side to him that you don't really see, because it's kind of behind closed doors. And, you know, and I've gotten to see it occasionally. Like, I always say, man, that dude is like he's surly. And sometimes you sit down and have a meeting with him, man, and he can just be an absolute turd. And other times he could be great. But I think when it comes to the players, man, they really enjoy playing for him. He really, truly cares about him. And so there's an aspect to that, again, it's just that cultural building aspect, and then having parameters and setting kind of an agenda. This is who we're going to be, and not wavering from that. This is what we're going to do, what we're going to be about, and who we're going to be, and then calling games and preparing that way, which I think is, for me, it was always invaluable to know exactly what we are. This is our identity. Hey, second down and one, we're not taking a shot. We're a conversion team. We're going to try to beat you into submission on second down and one, convert and get four more downs or three more downs. And I just believe in stuff like that. And I think Vrabes does an incredible job of that.
Heard you talk a bit about it on the podcast, the Broncos' nice win over the Chiefs. They're 9-2 now, keep winning close games. How is Denver doing this? How do they keep winning every weekend the way that they have been?
Well, they're exceptional on the defensive side of the ball, and they can get after your opponent's quarterback, create turnovers, create, you know, short fields, create opportunities for the offense. And they haven't been great on the offensive side of the ball, you know, and my biggest thing with them is, I always say this, man, every answer for me when we were struggling in offense was to simplify. And Sean Payton doesn't seem to want to simplify. And I think part of the reason he knows he can lean on this great defense, he's going to get opportunities for his offense to at least kick field goals and win games, because they'll stop people on the defensive side of the ball. But I think the thing that he's looking at is, like, this is not about just winning in the regular season or just winning the AFC West. This is about winning a championship. And to win a championship, we're going to have to be so much better and so much more diverse on the offensive side of the ball that I'm willing to take some short-term losses and some short-term pain for the long-term gain of being able to do multiple things on the offensive side of the ball. So I think he's that advanced when it comes to his understanding of what he's trying to accomplish. And I think that's kind of where they are right now. But really, it boils down to, man, they are good up front. Man, they are good at getting after the opponent's quarterback.
Another team in that division who just lost the other night, made the Cowboys look like Super Bowl contenders. What the hell is wrong with that Raiders organization? I know they made the move to Vegas. I know everybody wants, well, Tom Brady's a part of this, so all this is going to be fixed. But, I mean, when you're talking about short-term and all these gains, they are still the same they've always been.
Yeah, first and foremost, I mean, they up front, they lost their best player in their left tackle, and they're just a mess up front. They just can't block the way they have a wet paper sack. And so you can look at Geno and say, well, Geno's really not playing well, and they got to address that in the draft and all this. Or, oh, they addressed their running game with Ashton Jeanty. Well, yeah, you got a really, like, a dynamic running back, but, man, you guys can't block anybody. And that really becomes the biggest issue. You know, that's kind of where they are right now. And You know, and then you go out and you get Chip Kelly. And listen, man, Chip Kelly has been tremendous in college football, but college football is easy. You know, Chip Kelly told me this in a meeting. Hey, man, at Ohio State, we were 9-0 on signing day because we're that much more talented than everybody else. The NFL doesn't work that way, right? It doesn't. The other thing he said, and this is really interesting for me, he's like the difference between college and professional football is college football, there isn't as many situational, there's not as many situational, gosh, I was going to say situations.
Right, what is it?
But how do you say that?
All right,
how do you come up with that? There's not as so the NFL is so much more situational than college football. He goes, hey, man, we hand the ball off on first and 10, and I'm in second down and 2. I don't have a big menu of second down and long plays. I don't need them. Third downs. Hey, man, we're rarely ever in third down. My menu for third down in college football is an index card. Mm-hmm. In professional football, it's like poster board, you know? And so he's like, there's not these situations. So he's getting, I mean, that guy's making $6 million a year to be the offensive coordinator of the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the 31st ranked offense in football. They're awful. So, and a lot of that is talent driven, but I think some of that is scheme driven as well.
Mark Schiller at Odyssey NFL Insider joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. How far can Josh Allen carry this Bills team?
They'll be a playoff team, but I just don't think in the playoffs you're going to win with, you know, Josh Allen having to score 6 touchdowns. Defensively, man, they have just been – they've had injuries. They have not been very good defensively. And then I think the biggest thing for me is – when they get into these situations, when they're playing against other really good offenses or really supreme quarterbacks, it always feels like to me that the coaching staff panics and wants to go hero ball. Josh, just go win it for us. And they get away from any sensibility when it comes to how we're going to orchestrate an offense, how we're going to run balance, you know, how we're going to do all those things. So that feels like to me they just rely way too much on Josh Allen in those situations when they play good teams.
Real quick, about a minute. What did you think of old Cam Scataboo at the wrestling match last night or the night before?
Yeah, you know, I mean, listen, you got to live your life.
Right.
I get that. You got to have some fun. I will say this, though. Like, when Carter fell asleep in a meeting and got suspended and you're there,
yeah.
that's not great optics. Like, as a player, I was always very nervous about, yeah, you're still going to do things with your family and all that kind of stuff. But I was very nervous about, like, oh, I can't go out to dinner on a Thursday night. That's, on a Wednesday night, because Thursday is their biggest day of practice. So I would let my wife know, hey, we can go to a movie on Friday night, but we can't do, like, I just never wanted to put myself in that situation for people to question, well, he was out at this event and they didn't play well on Sunday, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So I just have always been very conscientious about the optics of when you're playing, where you should be and what you should be doing in the days and nights that you should be doing it.
Self-awareness is what we call that. Mark, thank you so much.
For this drink.
All right, man. You guys be well.
Mark Schiller there, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Again, host of the Odyssey original Stinkin' Truth podcast, where he is allowed to say even more stuff than...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And he says here, like, he's got free reign to kind of podcast it up. And he does. He said some really funny stuff about the Chiefs that you can't say on the radio. I would encourage you to check that out if you're going to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast. All right. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.